After a month of public debate, today's the deadline for the end of community consultation on the federal government's proposed changes to the Racial Discrimination Act. The coalition faces dissent within its own ranks, and ethnic community groups are rushing to lodge their submissions in a bid to convince the government to abandon its controversial plan. The Arab community warns the change could ignite racial tensions, and the Vietnamese community says it could set back community harmony by 20 years. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The government's proposing to change the 20-year-old race hate laws by lifting the ban on offending, insulting and humiliating someone over their race, colour or ethnicity. Many government MPs and a coalition of ethnic and religious groups are calling for the Attorney-General George Brandis to scrap his draft policy.
I've been a big believer of if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Liberal MP Craig Laundie from Sydney's ethnically diverse Inner West is an outspoken critic. Asked by the government to consult his constituents, he's reported back that thousands have emailed him wanting things kept as is. Just one, he says, phoned yesterday supporting change. It's generating a lot of heat in coalition ranks.
A half dozen senior cabinet ministers have come and asked why I feel so passionately about it, and that has allowed me to explain this to them and, you know, how it actually functions today on the ground, along with in the vicinity of 25 to 30 backbench colleagues wanting to know why I feel the way I do and why the people of Reed feel the way they do. That's the party process working as it should.
The member for Reed has reserved the right to cross the floor if necessary, but hopes it doesn't come to that.
I would imagine there's a fair bit of water to go under the bridge. This is obviously contentious and, you know, I think I'll have plenty of chances to put my view forward.
Another Liberal who asked not to be named says the Prime Minister got the government into a bind, promising to repeal Section 18C of the Act, so now must find a way to drop it, forget it or move on. Or find a form of words that achieves the same thing. The MP says most Liberals don't want any change, and he's sure Mr Abbott knows it.
The proposed changes will send a signal that it's okay to be racist.
Randa Kattan from the Arab Council of Australia warns that removing existing protections could fuel a repeat of racial tensions like the Cronulla riots of almost a decade ago.
It will have an adverse effect on relations between the Australian government and the Arab Australian community, and in turn it will also hinder linkages between Australia and the Arab world.
The president of the Vietnamese community in Australia, Tri Vo, is also filing a response today.
If we bring in such laws, we're bringing Australia back 20 years. Instead of going ahead and with the international communities and all that, and living harmoniously with each other, we're going backwards.
The Indigenous, Chinese, Jewish, Korean, Armenian and Sikh communities have also expressed their opposition. The Attorney-General, George Brandis, acknowledges it's been a difficult debate. He says the government is open to suggestions. He'll review the submissions and deliver a draft bill for Cabinet to consider in coming weeks.
Alexandra Kirk.